effectively saying, I like me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Effectively saying, I like me. Now, I've been hearing a lot of gobbledygook and garbage and so forth coming from all points around the world, saying that affirmations are not beneficial and different statements are not beneficial, and saying I like me is not beneficial, and saying things like that is not beneficial. Well, that's true. That's true. We should, as metaphysicians, be able to say, I like me, and have it be so. We should be able to say, I'm wealthy, and have it be so. We should be able to say, peace, and have peace be wherever. That's the ideal. Now, affirmations are what help us to get to that position. Now, Anita comes over here, and she has been playing around in her playpen for 8-10 months, you know, and then she decides she's going to take up weightlifting. And so she gets out of her playpen, and she grabs a hold of the weights, and they don't even budge. And she says, what's the matter with me? Why can't I lift these weights? What's wrong with me? Am I some sort of a sad person? And we say, no, you are just 6 months old. You know, you're just too young yet. But why am I too young to do this? Well, you're too young to do it. You just haven't prepared yourself to do it. Now, Anita, if you'd like to lift weights, then you start out with something that is convenient for you. So we give Anita 2 day suckers. You know what a day sucker is? It's a candy on the end of a stick, and you lick it. That's a sucker. So she takes those 2 day suckers, and she lifts them up, one in each hand. But she spends most of the time in front of her face. And pretty soon, the day suckers get lighter and lighter. She says, hey, this is easy. I can do this real nice. Not realizing that she's taking the day suckers into her body. But again, as Anita progresses, she lifts up bigger and bigger weights. And she is playing there and having a good time in her playpen. And they put her little brother in with her. And her little brother is just 4 months old, and Anita is now 9 months old. And so Anita says, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, something I can get my hands on. So she takes her little brother and grabs his legs in one hand and his back in the other and starts doing lifts with him, you know, putting him up over her head and her shoulder and, you know, using him as a barbell. And he doesn't mind. He thinks that's real cool. He says, I get a good look around. Every time he goes up, he gets a look around higher than he would, you know, ordinarily. And one day, her mother came in and said, Anita, what are you doing? Blah, 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 woo, 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 woo. Well, Anita, your brother is not a weight that you lift. But I want a wiggle. I want something to lift. I want some weights. And these toys that you have, they have no substance to them. When I lift them, it's like lifting little feathers, you know. This little doll that is in there and the little rolling thing, you know, that goes ding, 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 it goes along, you know, and there's no weight. And the mother says, you know, Anita, I understand you. When I was a baby, I was like you are. I wanted to build up my body as quick as I could. I didn't know that I wanted to do that, but I wanted to do it. And so my mother used to give me sacks of potatoes. And she put those sacks of potatoes in my playpen. And I would take those sacks of potatoes and I'd lift them up. First, I could only lift one sack with 2 hands, you know. But after a while, I began being able to lift up one sack in each hand. And so, you know, Anita, you think your mother is a very strong lady. That didn't happen by accident. I put the cause in motion. I spoke my word and I said, I am the healthy, strong lady. I'm a healthy, strong girl. You know, I'm healthy, strong. And I lifted, lifted, lifted. And it wasn't long. And I was real good. Nobody dared bother with me. I could handle myself. Nobody could come and take my toys away or tell me I couldn't do something. I would take them and I'd throw them the other side of the room. No way, you know. And Anita, I have a feeling you're going to be much like I was. And so Anita keeps lifting weights and doing these beautiful things. And then she's in the front yard. And she's 7 years old. And her daddy is working on the car. And all of a sudden, the jack drops on the car. And her daddy is underneath there. He's not hurt, but he's pinned under there and can't get out. So her daddy says, Anita, would you get some help for me? But before you do that, put a chuck underneath the wheel so the car doesn't roll. You know, I don't want it to roll on top of me. So Anita goes over, and she can really lift. And she picked up a good-sized stone and put it under the wheel. And then she says, Daddy, I'll lift the car off you. Come on now, Anita. I know you're good, but not that good. But Daddy, and Daddy, close your eyes. So Daddy closes his eyes. And Anita lifts up the front bumper, and she says, Daddy, slide out. And Daddy looks and sees the car is off him and slides out. And then gently, Anita lowers the car down because she's used to lifting weights. Not boom, boom, bang. You know, she does it so beautiful. And her father just almost flipped. He says, my God, what have we got here? What kind of a girl do we have here who can do such wonderful weightlifting? Well, now, Anita didn't do that all at once. It took a little time. And in that time, Anita would practice and practice. She didn't know she was practicing to be a weightlifter. She didn't know she was practicing to build up her muscles and be very strong. She just knew that she wanted to lift heavy things. And she had fun in doing it. And each thing that was heavier than the thing before was more fun than the thing before. And all of her friends would come around and be amazed at her instead of realizing they could do it too. Oh, Anita, you're so good. Anita, you can do things we can't do. Anita, if we were only strong like you. And Anita says, you never will be strong like me because you're not putting the cause in motion. Now, you see, Anita is a very fine metaphysician, and she knows the principle. And so one little boy, he was a skinny shrimp, same age as Anita. And everybody's picking on him. And Anita says, you know, Arnie, I can show you how nobody will ever pick on you. You can? And Arnie was visiting from Austria. And so Anita says, here's what you do. And she taught him how to lift bags of potatoes. And Arnie was just 7 years old with Anita, lifting bags of potatoes. And Arnie was a little shrimp, and he couldn't lift them more than an inch off the ground before he went plunch down. And he ruined more potatoes that way, dropping them down. And he said, no, my mama won't give us the potatoes that we're going to destroy them, you know. And so pretty soon, Arnie came every day, and Anita was a good teacher because she taught by example. And she taught Arnie how to lift like she did. And before you know it, it was only about 2 years later that Arnie was considered to be a very strong boy, very strong. Nobody in the entire school district or in the community could even say anything unkind to Arnie, or they'd have a fist in their face. And Arnie says, that's just about enough. And so Anita went on to be a very gorgeous woman and a very healthy woman, and you would never know that she could lift cars. But she can, because she has that inner strength. But her friend Arnie, he went on and he became the world champion weightlifter, the world champion bodybuilder. And in the United States, he became the president's head of the good health program that they had for years. And then Arnie said, I'm getting tired of being a weightlifter and showing off my weight, my physical strength. I want to show off some of my mental strength. So he ran for governor of California. And he was elected. And he became one of the most articulate and one of the most inventive, creative governors California ever had. He lifted weights in California that nobody had ever dared lift before. And he did it so beautifully, but he did it only because little by little he built up the skill, he built up the confidence in himself, he built up the realization that in him was the strength, both mental, physical, and spiritual, that could accomplish any goal he wanted. We don't really know how effectively to say, I like me. until we start saying, I like me. If Anita had not said that she liked herself and that she could lift these weights and loved to lift weights and loved to lift weights, she would never have had that strength built up within her. And Arnie would never have become Arnie Schwarzenegger, you know, the world champion, if he hadn't had that start with Anita. But little by little, effectively, how do we say, I like me? We say it again and again and again. We say it in the face of all obstacles, in the face of all indications that it's not working out. We keep saying it. And then we begin to see the magic taking place in our life. Now, the magic is not going to take place in our life if we're going to use our ability at lifting weights to knock other people down. But if we use our ability to lift weights, our ability to handle heavy stuff, to handle a consciousness that's powerful and marvelous and uplifting and vital and dynamic, we have everything in front of us. If you have the opportunity, as I have had several times, of meeting great physical athletes, great wrestlers, great boxers, great men of the sports field, you would find the great, and I mean the ones who are the top, to be the most gentle, considerate, loving people in the world. They're not always shown that way by the movies. In the movies, sometimes it shows them as being aggressive and dominant, but they are really very gentle, loving people. That's why we have this sign on the scouring powder, Mr. Clean, you know, strong but also gentle. The cleaning power for your bathroom, strong but also gentle. It doesn't rip the lining off of your sinks and things like that, but it can. But so gentle, because it's the gentle application of liking yourself every day of your life. And all of the unhappiness of your life fade away because it's no longer given any attention. If we feel sorry for ourselves, if we put the application in our life of feeling that there's mysteries and we've been abandoned in our young years by something and we've been destroyed somewhere and that we have lost something somewhere, if we have that sort of attitude in our consciousness, that's what's going to take over. It's a subtle thing. The subtle attitude that says, I don't like me, nobody likes me, I'm unhappy, this is a rotten world, and I'm sick, my stomach, you know. And then we have a sick stomach. But if we say, I'm whole and perfect, I like me, I'm happy, we build strength through utilization of positive attitudes and words about ourselves and our life and our world. And people say to me, well, Herb, don't you have any pity for these people who have problems? No. I will give them the solution as I understand it, and if they want to follow it, great. If they don't want to follow it, drop dead. I don't want you in my world. If you don't want to come to my horse riding school to learn how to ride horses, I don't want you in my horse riding school. You understand? If you don't want to learn how to play the violin in my violin academy, you're a waste of my time for you to be here, just for me to look at you and smile and say, oh, aren't you wonderful, you know. No. We go to any type of a program because we want the program. And we apply ourselves to the program with all our heart and soul. Now, we struggle. We stumble. That's not to be expected, but that happens when we are letting the past go. But when we keep reiterating, we keep regurgitating, bringing up the past and living in the past, then we're not living in the present. We're not having the success we could by saying, I like me. And when we say, I like me, in view of all of the unhappy things that are going on around us and so on, people might think that we're a little crazy. And we are. Jesus was probably one of the biggest fools that ever walked the face of the earth. He went to Lazarus, who was dead by all accounts, and he said to his sisters, come on now, get with it. Name it and claim it. What do you want your brother to be? You're done with your brother? You want to bury him? You already buried him. Shows where your faith is. Ah, ha. He only sleeps. You buried a sleeping man. That happens oftentimes. A sleeping person is buried. They're in a coma, and people think they're dead. All the vital signs are gone, but they only sleep. And if we're going to be afraid of how big a scene it would be that Lazarus is dead, and Jesus comes along skipping in 3 days late, and he says, "Well, where's the party?" And the girl says, "Jesus, you have no sensitivity at all." He says, "That's right, I don't. What's your problem? You know, Lazarus is dead. Oh, Lazarus is sleeping again? How about that? How about that? Let's go talk to the boy." "Oh, come on now. That's a silly, silly, silly thing." That's what the Bible said, didn't it? Let's go talk to him. Let's go say, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus said, "Oh, all right, if I must." I was ready to shuffle off to Buffalo, go off to another dimension, another life. And Jesus spoke his word. He said, "Whenever we speak our word, we get results. It's done unto us according to our belief. Claim it, name it, claim it, name it, claim it, enjoy it." So, if we want to enjoy the I like me attitude, we should meditate on that all the time. We should be like Anita. From the day one, she's lifting weights. She'd lay in her crib and lift her feet up, you know, exercises that we should all do, and lifting her arms up. And then her mom would lay her on her belly. Goody! Then she'd do push-ups, you know, from laying on her belly. She'd be pushing up, and her toes would be pointing straight down because she wanted to get all the exercise that she could. And when she was done with the morning's rest, her mother would say, "Why, Anita, why are you so tired? You've been laying there all day." "Mama, I've been working out." And she'd been getting results. Now, it seems humorous, it seems funny, but really, this is what life is all about. This is what life is all about. Do you think that our little genius mathematicians lying in their crib are counting sheep? No. They're looking up in the sky and they're counting the stars, and they're counting the people, and they're counting the posts in their crib, you know. How many posts are there? Now, it's not how many posts in there, how many spaces are between the holes, you know. And how many more posts could you put in those spaces, huh, Anita? Yeah? How many posts? Yeah, Sylvia? How many posts could you put in? Ellen? How many posts could you put in?
Seven.
Think of work, how many posts, huh?
Seven.
Oh, you counted them. All right. That's a good number, too. So, seven posts. All right. Now, all right. How many spaces are on the left side of the crib?
Same.
What?
Same number.
Seven?
Yes.
That's interesting. And how many are on the right side of the crib? Seven?
Seven.
And how many spaces are on the right side of the crib?
Also seven.
Well, you can't have the same number because holes and spaces got to vary. What has to be more of than the other?
Space.
Huh?
More spaces.
What has to be more?
Or less spaces.
The posts. The posts. There's got to be more posts than spaces because there has to be a post on each side of the space.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. You get the corners without posts. But you see, now, this little mathematical kid, he's having a lot of fun. He's counting all that stuff, and he's thinking of all that stuff. He's a little genius at work. They don't start when they're 5 or 6 years old. Then you happen to notice it. But they're working from day one. And not working, enjoying, applying their genius. Einstein probably figured out the relativity of theory when he was in his crib, you know. And he didn't have the language or the skill to draw it or say anything about it. But as he developed it, and then when he was 24, I think it was, or 27, whatever it was, he thought of it again and he wrote it down. But it's not that it was new to him. He had thought of it when he was in his crib. And we all do. We all do. We don't start any particular point in our life, except the beginning of our birth, to be who we are, to be the genius you are, to be the mellow person you are, to be the fabulous, desirable person you are, to be the I like me person that you are. Your meditations have been going on for a long time. Now let the meditations of your heart be acceptable in the sight of your divine self, and live it and be it and have as much fun as you can being who you are, because you don't know what your next dimension is going to be. It may be totally different. I imagine it would be totally different. And you may have a body that goes around walking on the ceiling. If we can trust what our eyes do to us, our eyes flip us over. So we're really walking on the sky. But yet the sky is down below, so we're walking on the ground, which is up above. Because we're walking on an inverted experience. But, Herb, that is not right. Well, what do you think I was doing when I was laying in my crib? I was having a lot of fun thinking different things too, you know?
Yeah.
As we all do. So, enter into life and have fun with it. And remember, if you want to be sad, join those who want to be sad. If you want to be glad, join Pollyanna. She's got the wisdom for it. And have a lot of fun. Meditate on these things, whatever it is, but be sure to say, I like me. I like me. I like me. And my name is Herb Bierley. I like me. I like me. Herb Bierley, I like me. Herb Bierley, I like you. You know, just keep saying, Herb Bierley, I like you. You know, I have the whole world saying, Herb Bierley, isn't that a great idea? That's the way to fly. Okay, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. That's great.